Hey, ladies, I'm bringing you a little something special this week. Y'all have likely encountered countless astrology stereotypes or all of the memes that saturate social media. But have you ever pondered what's beyond the surface? There's a new podcast I think you'll want to check out called Stars and Stars with Issa. Each episode, astrologer Issa Nakazawa sits down with your favorite artists, uncovering surprising insights hidden within their birth charts, while shedding light on why they love, create, and walk the world the way they do. Whether you check out your horoscope every morning or lean on the skeptical side, when you listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, you'll laugh, you might cry, and you'll definitely connect with your favorites. You'll even learn a little about yourself. And so, I have a special clip of an episode of Stars and Stars with Issa coming out in April. In this clip, Issa reads and analyzes singer-songwriter Yumi's birth chart. If you like what you're hearing, you can listen to Stars on Stars with Issa now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Issa Nakazawa, your resident astrologer and the host of Stars and Stars with Issa. A new podcast where I sit down with some of the most talented stars of our time to find out what their birth chart reveals about them and their purpose. You'll laugh, you might cry, but you'll definitely connect with your favorites. And maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. In this clip from one of our episodes, we speak to Umi, singer, songwriter, and all-around multidimensional artist. Okay, so let's move into your juicy moon, because your moon sign is extra charged because you're Cancer rising, which is ruled by the moon. So your moon sign kind of gives us a little bit more information about your life and your soul journey. And so your moon, like we said, is in Sag. So now we're moving from water to air to fire. So it's our first fire placement. I was like, okay, you're not earth, wind, and fire. You're water. you're your own thing.
I'm my own song.
You're your own band. So Sagittarius is a fire sign, and it's the fire sign that is mutable. So mutable is the sign that transitions seasons. And it's really adaptive, and it's here to embrace change. And it understands that the only constant is change. And your moon represents your subconscious emotional needs and your physical bodily needs. And it's a really important placement in terms of like your most intimate self that, you know, maybe only your closest few could really, really sense into. It's not necessarily acquaintances, right, who would feel your fieriness. And I also have a fire moon. And something I've observed across all fire moons is that sometimes we express our emotions and we process by doing as opposed to feeling, because fire is associated with action. And there's this ability to surrender to the universe's will with a lot of trust. So that's why Sag is like known for long distance travel and different cultures, because Sag needs to feed its restless, eternal student spirit through movement. That's why Sagittarius is sometimes they have this rep of needing a lot of space and relationships. It's really fascinating to me when you have Aquarius with Sag, because that to me is like a doubling down of the rebel energy. So to me, I'm like, we're here to do it different on my clock. So I'm kind of curious if that resonates and if you can kind of give an example from your life, how that spirit embodies of like, I'm breaking from convention. I'm going to do it a different way.
Oh my gosh, that's my whole life, I feel like. I feel like if it's conventional, I don't want to do it ever. It just doesn't interest me enough. It doesn't feel like my purpose. It doesn't excite me. It doesn't feel like I'm doing anything unless I'm pushing it and I'm learning. So I love that. One specific area that really brought up for me is me exploring open relationships and being really curious to explore that, but also just knowing that what serves my heart and like my curiosity the best is to have an open relationship. And even if I'm not even acting on it, just the fact that there is that space for me to take those leaps gives me like almost this comfortability in being with one person. It's definitely this rebellion in me, and I try to intellectualize, but I can't. It's just who I am right now. Who knows where I'll be later? But I think that's one very specific example where that stands out.
Yes. I'm smiling so big because I was like, I had so many questions about your relationship kind of preferences, because Sag and Aquarius, you know, your sun and your moon are the two luminaries, and they're really important in terms of learning what those needs are and then meeting those needs and not judging them, of course, questioning them, and not just like, you know, I think people use astrology way too much to enable, but more to just understand your needs. And Aquarius and Sag notoriously need that space, because why? Aquarius and Sag need to pursue their questions. They're like insatiably curious. What fascinates me is that your Venus and Mars, which are really like your desire and pleasure drives, are in water signs, Scorpio and Pisces, which really like merging and love emotional intensity. And I was like, does Umi, like, I'm just like, how do they like do this romance stuff? Like, I'm just like, I'm hyped to hear how you approach it. So I'm like, I could see them being like, this is my soulmate for life. Or I could see them being like, you're my soulmate for tonight. Like, I'm just like, it could go so many ways.
Yeah. It's crazy because I feel all those ways at once. Like, I feel like the partnership I'm in right now feels like a soulmate for life type of partnership, but I equally also have such curiosity for other love that I can experience. And like, I feel like my sister, for example, she has a soulmate and she's like, I'm not interested in anybody else. Like, this is my person. And my brain's like, I can't comprehend that. And like you said, I kind of have a soulmate for the night, a soulmate for a season in life. My soul, my joy thrives on those experiences. But that's where like people's expectations I have to like learn to not project onto myself in the way I live my life and allow myself the freedom to do that, because it definitely can be triggering for other people. But it's like easy for me to understand because I can relate, but it's me learning not to also expect other people to off the bat understand me either.
So one thing that is not as discussed in popular astrology is what's called aspects, which is my big passion, but it's just how the planets in your chart relate to one another and what that says. And you have this really, really strong aspect between your moon, which represents that unconscious feeling self, and the midheaven, which is your career and public roles and purpose. And they're squaring. And when they square, that means they have a very intense relationship with one another. Basically, the way that I read that is that when you find meaningful work, there's this like deep emotional connection that you have to the work that you do. But it can also potentially look like when you have moments of confusion or crisis or transformation and change in your career, it might really unsettle you. So I'm kind of curious to hear what your relationship is to like kind of your emotional identity in a way and your work. Umi radiates an aura of warmth and playfulness that draws me in. Sagittarian moon optimism is a salve to my Scorpio sun skepticism. She embodies a freedom I yearned for at her age. Like the waters of her namesake, Umi is a force for healing. To hear Umi's answer, listen to the entire episode on Stars and Stars with Issa. The show is out now. Listen and follow along on SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Okay, and ladies, y'all can listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you listen to podcasts every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode.